Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. from the Lord. Hallelujah. I know you can say that. All of your help, it comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth, the creator of the universe. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. I can't say it enough. All of our help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All of my help comes from the Lord, and all of your help comes from the Lord. So we are grateful to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, that knowing we have an advocate with the Father, hallelujah, glory be to God, we can go to Jesus Christ, who is sitting at the right hand of God on the throne. And all of our help, it comes from the Lord. I thank and praise God on today. This is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, because all our help comes from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Hallelujah. Victory is mine. God gives us the victory. He causes us to triumph. Hallelujah. In victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Victory is mine, and I know it's yours. Victory is mine. We're talking about victory today. Victory through Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ tells us that all the powers that be are ordained by God. So anything that happens is ordained by God. God allows it. Amen. You know the song, accept what God allows. Amen? Amen. Yes. So today we're talking about victory. Victory is mine. Our scripture is coming out of first chapter of Luke. And we're going to begin reading at the 26th verse, first chapter of Luke, 26. And we're going to end and conclude at the 37th verse. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Hallelujah. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Glory be to God. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. But the 37th verse reads, For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Father, in the mighty, most precious name of Jesus Christ, we come right now lifting your name on high. We thank you, Father God, for this is your day. We thank you, you made it, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father God, for allowing the White House to, Father God, be for the people. We thank you for the results on today. We acknowledge you, Lord Jesus, because we know that all the powers that are ordained are ordained by you. And we thank you for, Father, where you said in your word, you removeth kings and you setteth kings up. So, Father God, we thank you for the victory is ours. And we thank you, Father God, that we can come to you and that we can take our burdens to you and you will work it out. We thank you, Father God, for the government being upon your shoulders, not our shoulders. And that we thank you, Father God, that you allow us to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, that we might walk in true holiness and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we can walk in that holy, and that your Holy Ghost will comfort us now and forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Victory is mine. Victory, everything that we have and everything that we are is all because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is in Jesus Christ that we live, move, and have our being. For Jesus is our true and living God. He orders our steps. He says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. If we walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, Jesus wants us to make our calling and election sure. And he tells us in his word, if we delight ourselves in him, he would give us what? The desires of our heart. That's all we have to do is be obedient and delight ourselves in him, knowing whence our help comes from the Lord. Glory be to God. All of our help, not some of our help, but all of our help, it comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So we can lean and depend on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And we can rest in knowing that he is and he who was and who is to come, the rock, Jesus Christ, the great I am, the Messiah, hallelujah, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the host of hosts, hallelujah. Jesus Christ has allowed us the victory. We can do anything that we believe that we can do in Christ, that we desire to do, if only we believe. If Jesus is for you, he is more than the world against you. All we have to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. Now, in Daniel, the second chapter and the 20th, let's see, Daniel 2 and 21. The second chapter of Daniel and the 21st verse reads, and he changes the time and the season. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know. Yes, this is our true and living God. He changes the time. That's found in Daniel 2 and 21. And he not only changes the time, but he changes the season. He says here he removes the king and he sets up kings. See, Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith, if only we believe. If we seek his kingdom first and all his righteousness, everything else is going to be added unto him. We see a man that's elected today as a president at 78 years old. My God. Nobody but the Lord. That's the Lord's doing. Because he does what? He changes the time and the season. And he has an appointed time for you and I. And this is the appointed time for President-elect Joe R. Biden Jr. to preside as President of the United States of America. There is a time and a season for everything under the sun, and God is in control. Amen. I say all the time when we are talking politics or what's going on in the world, God said that the government upon his shoulder. So it's not on ours. He wants us to, you know, get up and get out and do something and go and vote. Yes, but it is God that makes the ultimate decision, because he's the one that gives us power and strength to wake up to see another day that we can go out and vote. Amen. Because if we didn't wake up, we wouldn't have been able to go and vote. Amen. Amen. So victory is ours because Jesus Christ gives us the victory. Hallelujah. Amen. We are victorious through Christ Jesus. Amen. Jesus wants us to lean and depend on him and put our trust in him, not in man, and not even, guess what, in the government. Because heaven and earth is going to pass away, but the word of God is going to stand forevermore. So Jesus wants us to put our trust in him. Amen. He sets the kings up. He removes the kings, and he sets the other kings up. But he wants us to trust in him. Trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he, Jesus Christ, he will direct your path. He'll order your steps. Amen. He'll show you what to do. He'll give you wisdom. He says he told us in Daniel 2:21. He gives wisdom to the wise. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want wisdom, he said to fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if you want to be wise, fear God. Amen. Amen. If we go back to the first chapter of Luke, we'll see here that in the 52nd verse, Jesus says he put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. If you want to be exalted, you must first humble yourself. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due season. If we're going to make a boast about anything, don't make a boast in you. Make your boast in the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord who made heaven and earth. And not only did he say that he exalts those of low degree, he put down the mighty from their seat. So high and mighty is not of God. God doesn't want us to have a high, mighty spirit. He wants us to be humble, meek, and lowly. Yes, in this last and evil day. It's hard to do sometimes because we see so much going on and so much evil and wickedness, but we can't do it on our own. Jesus calls us to walk in the spirit so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, because God is, he's with us. And when he's with you, he will lead and he will guide you through his Holy Ghost. That's what that Holy Ghost is going to do. It's going to come, it's going to comfort you, and not only comfort you, but it's going to lead and it's going to guide you. Just like the Lord sent the angel Gabriel to Mary, he sent her and he told her, he went to her and told her that she was going to be born, the child was going to be born of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, is what Gabriel, the angel, told Mary. He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And when the Holy Ghost comes up, he's going to lead you and he's going to guide you into all truth. He's going to show you some things to come. Because the Bible even tells us that. The Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost will show you things to come. You don't even have to wait till it happens. God will show you before it happens. So he prepares you. Just like he sent the angel Gabriel to prepare Mary. And he had told Mary she had found favor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. With God. And when we find favor with God, that's all we need. We want to be the apple of God's eye. Amen. And that favor caused her to bear the true and living God. And his name is Jesus. Favor, we've heard T.D. Jakes say it's not fair. But favor, God, he reproves a favorite son. Amen. So God wants to correct us when he reproves his favorite son or daughter. He wants us to mold, he wants to mold us and shape us to what he would have us to be. So even in a presidency and at an old age, at 78 years old, being elected president, that was ordained by God. Joe Biden had found favor with God. Amen? And when you find favor with God, hey, you're all right. Amen? God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised because God loves us. He's no respecter of persons. He loves us. But he said that his spirit is not going to always strive with man. He wants us to come out of our wickedness, come out of our sin. Because he told us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So we want to be have the favor of God on our life. Amen. When you have found favor with God, you have the victory. And victory is yours. Amen. Because you have favor. And with that favor, we want to remain humble. We want to remain as dear children of the Most High God. We don't want to forget how we've made it over. Amen. Amen. We as a people have come a long way. We have fought. And we fought good fight. But it's time to fight the spiritual, to lean not into your own understanding, but fight the good fight of faith. Amen? Faith, the good fight. Not to fight with our hands or with any guns, but to fight the good fight of faith. Amen? Spiritual fight, not physical. We need to run the race that is set before us and move, press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Because this earth is going to pass away. And when this life is over, we want to hear Jesus Christ say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of the Lord." We want to not only obtain favor, but maintain the favor of God. We don't want to go back on God and backslide when God has given us his Holy Ghost and his power and his favor and the victory. Amen. He says, always remain steadfast, abounding in the work of the Lord. There's a work to be done, listeners. There's a harvest to reap. But he said the harvest is what? Plentiful. But the laborers are few. We must work while it is day, because night is coming when no man can work. Jesus wants us to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. And lay hold on things eternal. Glory be to God. Jesus is an awesome God. He is a wonderful God, and he's worthy to be praised. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. If only we believe. We see that today. Let this day be a manifestation of the spirit of the word of God, that nothing, for nothing, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. That's powerful. So we need to stand on the rock that's higher than I and stand on the word of God. Amen. And lay hold on eternal life. And in the 56th verse, and Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how we should have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them, and all these things were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, what manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father, Zacharias, was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. The Lord God of Israel. He'll visit you. He stands at the door and knocks and says, let me in. He says, if any man, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, let me in. He says, I'll come in and I'll suffer. He wants you to allow him to come in. He will visit you right there in the midnight hour. He'll visit you right there when you need. And Jesus will visit you not only in the noonday, but he will also redeem you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Victory is ours because Jesus has caused us to triumph, because he died on that hill called Golgotha for your sins and my sins, that we may have the gift of eternal life, if only we believe. Victory is ours. Favor is ours. All we have to do is believe and know, as Jesus Christ has told us in the first chapter of Luke and the 37th verse, for with God, absolutely nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We pray that everyone be encouraged on the day. And this day we made history. So rejoice and be glad, but give God the glory and thank Jesus Christ. And always remember, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. God bless you.
Lift up my Lord.